Yes, thank you. Comment out of the perspective of the social economic development, the labor market. So I think other people will discuss it on the urban design. Please allow me a very short comment on the problem of the large-scale redevelopment projects. I think these large-scale redevelopment projects are very, very powerful instruments to transform the city, to transform the city fabric. You bundle, bring together public and private activities. You concentrate activities, and you focus on the strength of the site. But you have to be aware that this powerful site has costs, is combined with the weakness of this project. That by this strategy, you exclude other trajectories. By this project, you exclude problems. By this project, you exclude actors. By this project, you just focus on a power relation which want to have their project realized. And I think if you have to be aware of this to correct it. So these projects had to be embedded, in my sense, in something like a social economic master plan, where you try to make explicit the costs and the weaknesses of this approach and try to find agreements to bring benefits to the neighborhoods and to the people who are not included. This is very, very abstract, but I think it's a key problem we have to discuss in all our projects we are now handling here. Now coming to the White City project, it is clear you can't use such a project just to find a solution for all the problems we have been discussed. You have to be selective. And if you look on this project, the profile, I know not too much, but that what I know is it could be a very vibrant media economy site with many connections and spin-offs. But what we know from all these projects, the idea of the trickling down effects doesn't work. We have to really construct them. And you have to create preconditions that these trickling down projects realize. And that we, to take up a notion from Ren, how can we organize this productive, this triumph improvisation? So the key problem, in my opinion, if we won't really realize a media area, the key problem will be the intersection and interbreaking of office economy, creative economies, local economies, and all the array of different ways of living space. And all what we know on the success of these media areas, media quarters, is that they have a very differentiated structure, a big mixture, they have social inequalities in the price of buildings, and so on. And what the key problem is, I think, is that we not only focus on this high density, high productivity field of the high road of the development, that we create preconditions for a low threshold activity to combine them. For what we know is that the expansion of these media quarters depend very highly on startups, people coming in, starting in to link it, to take up the possibilities of the outsource strategies. And in this sense, I think the key problem would be, how will you design this yellow part of your concept? Will this yellow part be a space for the multiplicity of time-space configurations, which are very, very different? And only if you succeed this, you really transform this part of London. Otherwise, you create a cathedral which reinforces the problems.
Rem, do you want to